I'm Sylvia Burgos Toffness, and this is Deep Roots Radio. Every week, my guests help us connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, because every single food dollar we spend either protects or degrades the environment, produces foods with high nutrition or empty calories, and either helps pay a fair wage or keeps farm workers among the working poor. We get to make that choice every time we push a cart through the grocery store, visit the farmer's market, and eat at a restaurant. I hope you enjoy this interview. So when I read about its impact programs on Facebook and in other social media, it really caught my eye. What was the James Beard Foundation doing? And of course, in order to find that out, why not go to the source? We have with us this afternoon the vice president of the James Beard Foundation, Chris Moon. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I read about your impact programs and went onto your website to read your press release. Can you give us a quick definition of what the impact programs are?
Sure. So the newly formalized and launched impact programs are really the James Beard Foundation's way of engaging the culinary community in the ongoing process of creating a more sustainable food system that provides nutritious and delicious food for everyone. It really started 6 years ago when we launched an annual food conference that takes place in New York each fall, where we bring together stakeholders from all aspects of the food system to look at big issues like trust in the food system or the connection between food and health, for example. That conference has been going every year, and as the past 6 years have gone by, we have added additional programs. 5 years ago, we launched an annual Leadership Awards program, which was an attempt to shine the spotlight that we have created through the James Beard Awards and turn that to the people who are really helping to create a more sustainable food system in this country. Certainly names we know like Alice Waters and Michelle Obama and Michael Pollan, but other, you know, grassroots or nonprofit leaders like Will Allen of Growing Power, or Deb Eschmeyer when she was with Food Corps. And then that came all together in 2012 when we recognized the growing voice of the chef community. And we decided to pilot a program called our Chef's Bootcamp for Policy and Change as a way to educate chefs on how to use their voices effectively to speak up on food policy issues. So those are the programs that have existed the last 6 years. And as we have brought this all together to formalize the impact programs, there are several new initiatives and programs that we will be adding to the fold to really complement our work in this space.
You know, Chris, it's very interesting that you mention the notion of advocacy and policy, and you're coupling that with the whole idea of sustainability, which I think is something certainly that touches my heart as a 100% grass-fed beef farmer and those of so many of the sustainable and organic farmers that are in my immediate area in Wisconsin, and of course, you know, all across the United States. When you say sustainable, what are you talking about?
That's such a great question, because I think it's one of those words these days that has become a catch-all and that has a number of different definitions to different individuals. As far as the Beard Foundation goes, for us, that really means looking at the issues that are bubbling up from our chef constituency that we're working with, issues that they're focused on, issues that they need support in, and really taking those on. And so, you know, ultimately the definition of sustainable being, you know, good for the planet, good for people, good for the environment, you know, but for us, which of those issues in specific are we diving into? You know, that's really being driven by the chef community that we work with so directly on a day-to-day basis.
You know, one of the things that I've become more familiar with over the last...
We have found that actually childhood nutrition and school lunch is the topic that is of most interest in that community. So a number of chefs are engaging with our support through partner organizations like Share Our Strength, or others have started their own programs. Hugh Atchison, a chef out of Atlanta, Georgia, has started a nonprofit of his own called Seed Life Skills. which is a middle school and high school, essentially home ec program that he launched after going through our boot camp program. And so we've been giving him a lot of support on that front. We've also partnered with the Partnership for a Healthier America in the past. It also had a program last year called America Cooks with Chefs that helped bring healthy cooking tips to everyday American families by working with a number of James Beard Award-winning chefs across the country that we paired up with everyday Americans. So the children's nutrition and the school lunch topic is an important one for us. And it is certainly, you may have seen in our announcement, it is one of the four focus areas that we're going to continue to work on as we go forward. Our focus on that front is really on the child nutrition reauthorization, which has been yet to be reauthorized. And there are iterations coming out in DC, and a number of chefs have participated in a variety of advocacy days in DC, meetings with elected officials, digital web-based, social-based campaigns, really calling for the reauthorization of the Child Nutrition Act. So right now, our focus in that area is really on a policy front. Mm-hmm. Certainly, as we move forward, we'll figure out what the additional programmatic components look like as well.
You know, and I think one of the things that comes to mind, too, is an appreciation of the awards that the James Beard Foundation gives for books, for excellent restaurants, for outstanding chefs, because that really does help to, I guess, train a spotlight on those things that the James Beard Foundation values and represents. So, Chris, as you look forward to the kinds of programs that you have, what is it that is a vision that is driving the James Beard Foundation, do you think?
You know, I think that over the last, now going on 30 years, the James Beard Foundation has really ultimately existed in this country to support the development of the culinary arts and the recognition and acceptance of culinary as an important part of our culture. The vision is to continue to bring the importance of food and food as a cultural component in this country into the mainstream. And to uphold the values that James Beard really had, which was good food from a good source. You don't have to fuss with it a lot.
And the fourth critical component is that the food is delicious, said Chris.
It's been kind of lovely in thinking about the impact programs to return to James Beard himself. And to really feel like this work to support a more sustainable food system is absolutely and completely in following in what he believed in and what he would love to see happening today.
To find out more about the James Beard Foundation Impact Program, the organization's other initiatives, and to sign up for a newsletter, just go to www.jamesbeard.org. Visit my website, bronxtobarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.